Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity. Indeed, it's an appreciated privilege. I also want to thank my director, who just made a presentation on our ADT project in Nigeria. I just want to make some few comments, which I will appreciate if UNCTAD can put into consideration to enhance the ADT tool. The questionnaire is very robust. It's very, very detailed, and it covers a lot of aspects. However, there are some challenges that were encountered in the process of analyzing the questionnaire. We made use of the Excel spreadsheets in analyzing the responses we've gotten from our respondents. We administered the questionnaire to them, they responded, they gave us the feedback, and we followed the procedure that has been highlighted by UNCTAD in arriving at the results. But it was done manually. I want to believe that this can be improved upon if UNCTAD ISA could actually leverage on technology. UNCTAD ISA could actually develop a portal, a software, such that all that needs to be done is to just input the responses that has been obtained into that software. And the software will go ahead and prepare the aggregated questionnaire. Because the questionnaires, they responded separately, we need to manually aggregate those responses. So the computer can do that aggregation, and the computer can as well go further to do the calculation of the scores, pillar by pillar, indicator by indicator, so that there will definitely be manual intervention, but the manual intervention will be minimal. If that is done, it will improve the accuracy of the results. That's one. Number two is that this portal I'm suggesting should be informed, or it should be online real time. Real time in the sense that if somebody is using this portal in Nigeria, somebody in Geneva can just log into the portal and see what's going on with ADT project in Nigeria. What are the responses? What are the results? How are they even getting the figures, the scores that they are reporting? I think this should be put into consideration. Then that's my first point. Then the second point I would like to also make is that I look at the list of standards that were covered. IFRS standards were covered from IFRS 1 up to 17. Now there is need for improvement because the IASB keep releasing standards, let me say, from time to time. This year alone, IASB has released two standards. They released IFRS 18, which is presentation and disclosure of financial statements. And they also released IFRS 19, which is subsidiaries without public accountability. As we speak presently, the ADT questionnaire does not capture, does not cover these two standards. So there's need for an update on that questionnaire. Then kindly permit me, Mr. Chair, to reiterate this point. Now, when you look at financial reporting process, the financial reporting, a financial statement cannot be prepared from start to finish by the accountant alone. The input of other professionals is very, very needed. I will give examples. If you look at standards like IAS 17, property, plant and equipment, the standard makes it clear that when you buy an asset and an item of PPE, in the first year, you use the cost model. Now, that standard still permits you that in the subsequent year, you can choose between the cost model or the revaluation model. Now, the standard goes further to say that there is jurisdictional discretion. That means some jurisdiction could forbid revaluation model. But in Nigeria, we allow the revaluation model. Now, meaning that if I have opted for the revaluation model, I need the service of another professional who is a valuer to come and value that asset. Accountant can't do the valuation. Now the ADT questionnaire excludes valuer. It's not only IAS 17. No. We have other standards like that. IFRS 3 business combination. In Nigeria, from time to time, we have cases of merger and acquisition. And whenever there is business combination, definitely there will be goodwill on acquisition. So, and for you to get that goodwill is the difference between your purchase consideration and the fair value of your identifiable net assets. Now, that fair value of identifiable net assets, you need somebody to do a fair value, to fair value your assets. Accountant can't do that. It is a valuer. So, and these valuers are exempted from the assessment. Now, and more, which time will not permit me to mention. Now, let me also say this, please. Now, in Nigeria, we have a peculiar problem, very, very unique problem. The standard IFRS 17 has become effective. However, some insurance, this standard is majorly, let me say, like 90% relevant to insurance entity. Although other entities that still have insurance contracts in their books still use that standard. Now, a lot of insurance entities are having issues. Now, I now try to do some findings that what could be responsible for this. I discovered that the reason is because for you to properly implement IFRS 17, there must be a handshake between the accountants and the actuary. Accountant alone can't do it. Actuaries alone can't. In fact, let me say this. Actuaries play the major role. They play the lion's share in the implementation of IFRS 17. When you talk about you knowing the portion of your contractual service margin that goes to your income statement on a yearly basis, it is the job of actuary. Determine your insurance contract liability, it is the job of actuary. Now that's it. As we speak today, the standard has become effective, but not all insurance entities have been able to properly implement it. What is the reason? The reason is because of shortage of actuaries. Nigeria is a very big country. Nigeria happens to be the most populous country on the continent of Africa and number 6 in the world. Nigeria has thousands of accountants, thousands of other professionals, thousands of auditors. But unfortunately for us, we have less than 20 actuaries in a country that has thousands of accountants. That means the available actuaries that are available to work with those accountants to implement those standards and to implement other IFRS are in shortage. The situation is so worse that we go to other countries like Kenya, South Africa, to import actuaries to come and do the job. Now, our organization, under the leadership of my humble chair, now in his own wisdom, set up what we call NADP. NADP is Nigeria Actuarial Development Program. The aim of that program is that in the next few years, Nigeria wants to be able to boast of not less than 2,000 actuaries. South Africa has almost 2,000 actuaries. Now, other countries like Kenya, they also have a very good number of actuaries. Now, one thing that is responsible for our problem in Nigeria is because for you to become an actuary, you need to become a fellow of either the Institute and Faculty of Actuaries in the UK or the Society of Actuaries in the US and other recognized international actuary professional organizations. But we have that challenge because a lot of talented young people who wants to become members of these bodies don't have the resources to write their exams because of the exchange rate. So I will pause there. I think I've been able to make my point. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, for the opportunity.